views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I'm just thrilled to be here today. As the aim of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is to serve as a bridge between what is and what we do not know, and to provide concrete tools you can put in place to strengthen your own connection with the universe and use what is in your power to affect change for optimal success and happiness, I like to share tools that are easily accessible, particularly when they have the potential to provide hope and healing. With that in mind, before I officially start the show, I want to talk about something that is taking place in this hour for those who are interested in participating. Many of you may have already heard of Brazzo, who's known as the Gazer. His name is spelled B-R-A-C-O, and he has provided healing, hope, and comfort to people around the world solely through his gaze. He does not claim to heal anyone. However, many say how witnessing his gaze is very hopeful and comforting. Every few months, Brazzo does a live stream viewing, and he is currently wrapping up a 3-day live viewing session in the next few hours from Zagreb, Croatia. It is free of charge. You don't have to give any information. You just go to the website, click on the live stream, and it's really unclear exactly what happens during the gazing session from a scientific standpoint. However, there are many reports of people feeling a greater sense of peace, healing, vitality, and happiness. As there's just a few more live stream viewing sessions left in this period this month, and I would hate to take away from any other show on this network, if you're at a computer and would like to see what this is and witness a gazing session, he'll be doing a live gaze in about 15 minutes. Even though the website says that they start on the hour, he doesn't actually do his gazing session until approximately 19, 20 minutes after the hour. And then the gaze session itself lasts just about 5 minutes. If you're interested to be part of the session this hour, open a tab and go to www.bracco.me. That's B as in boy, R-A, C as in Charles, O, dot M as in Mary, E. Then click into the live stream and then again on the next live stream prompt. Right now, you're probably hearing people on there talking about Brazzo, explaining what he does. And then about 20 minutes past the hour, he'll come out and just gaze. Feel free to participate in the session. And then after it finishes, about 25 minutes or so past the hour, come on back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Call in and tell us if you feel differently. I only ask that if you do decide to gaze this hour, please just kind of tune me off and give yourself permission to fully participate in the session. Afterward, however, I'd love to hear how you felt. For me, when I first heard about Brazzo, I have to admit my mainstream part of me was extremely skeptical. It sounded a little too much on the metaphysical scale for me. That said, when he had a live viewing, I tuned in, and it was a very peaceful experience. I appreciated the fact that I didn't have to give any personal information or even sign up for a newsletter, because I could just silently experience it and I didn't have to tell anyone. What I actually found most interesting about the experience was not surprisingly the gazing session itself, but rather when you click into the live stream, you will see on the right side of the screen a running tally of all the people who are also gazing with you at the same time and all the countries from which they're from. Right now, I'm looking at it right now live at 8 minutes past the hour, and there's over 2,000 participants, 400 from the United States. We have Germany, Croatia, Slovenia, Czech Republic, Austria, Netherlands, and the list goes on of the people who are also gazing right at this moment. That experience just fills my heart, because by seeing those numbers in the countries, it truly reinforces to me how all of us together put forth energy that is positive and can together uplift and enlighten. It also reminds me of how we're just all in this journey together. Feel free to give it a try. I don't know if it will do anything. However, I'm all about things that can't hurt and are available to all. I should say I have absolutely no connection with Brazzo or anyone on his team, but I personally have appreciated his service and just wanted to pass the information along. So now that that's out of the way, we can officially start the show. On today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about tools to deal with anxieties and worries so that they do not lead to sleepless nights, unnecessary stress, and feelings of powerlessness. With so much that is just unknown right now in our country, no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, this can particularly be a time of anxiety. We're also going to be doing readings. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Today, I'll be doing 3-card readings. If you have a particular question, great, or I can just do a general reading. I do ask, however, if you have had a reading for me already, just to allow 3 weeks before getting a new one. The reason is that a reading taps into the universal well, so to speak. And so if you do it too often, the universe starts to put out cards that just show you're pushing against energy rather than working with it. But that being said, if you've had a reading in the last 3 weeks and would like to call in with an update, please do. But before we get to that, Benny, can you come on? Because I got something I gotta say.
Sure, what's going on?
Can you believe that this is now our official 1-month anniversary? The show is 1 month old.
What? Yeah! All right, look,
applause to brought them all in for us. Congratulations. I can't believe it already flew by just like that, huh?
I know. It's crazy. It feels like it was just yesterday.
Aw.
Well, you know, I'm completely new to radio, so this has been such a learning experience for me, and I'm still figuring it all out, but I could not have done it without you making sure everything works so well, so I just want to thank you so much for steering this ship.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's our honor, and as a matter of fact, I will grab the phone lines. They're coming in now, so you take it away, and I'm going to go grab the phones, okay?
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Well, I can't believe how fast this month has flown by. And with so much going on in the periphery, from the Cubs, to the election, to the supermoon, not to mention from a tarot perspective, having Halloween events, personally being under the weather, family members in the hospital, all I can say is what a wild ride of a month. We have so many great shows planned for the next few weeks. next week, in preparation for the holidays, I have an amazing guest, Christine Lane, who's a financial energy guru. She's going to be talking how to work with your own power to shift perceptions about money so that money worries do not overwhelm, and how you can tap into your own strength, which can have an exponential impact on getting control and even hopefully eliminating money worries at all. Then in November, I'll have Nicholas Pearson on as my guest, who's a crystal and stone expert, and he will not only address my very elemental questions on this topic, because frankly, I'm embarrassed to say the whole subject overwhelms me, and I don't know anything about it. But also, he's going to be making crystal suggestions for callers based on their question. Also in December, we have Raynell Williams coming on. Raynell is an amazing numerologist who's going to be doing readings as well as making numerology predictions for 2017. There are also other guests still in the works. So I hope to have an interesting month, too, for Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you're interested in finding out more about me, by the way, to schedule a reading, you can go to elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do readings in person in the Washington, D.C. area and over the phone and Skype worldwide. A reading takes about an hour and a half and comes with a summary of everything discussed, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. But whether you get a mini reading here or a full reading, the way I work is just that I believe we're all surrounded by energy, which I look at like a physical weight. Sometimes unintentionally, we find ourselves blocking our own energy, so we're exerting twice as much energy, but only getting half as far. Through a reading, I look at how you, with your own strength, can move that energy to your back, so now you're exerting only half as much energy, but getting twice as far. So we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, I'm just going to talk a little bit about worries and anxieties, and then we'll be getting to readings. So you're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and we'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper?
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
I love that song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I thought I would, we're going to get to calls in just a little bit, but I thought I would just talk a bit about worries and anxieties. No matter where you fall on the political spectrum, there are so many people right now who are dealing with anxiety and worry and just trying to find ways just to cope. In addition, this is the start of the holiday season, which can bring a whole other level of stress, even though it's meant to be a time of peace and joy. There are really two separate topics here. In a future show, I'll talk about tools for releasing pain, hurt, trauma, betrayal. However, today I'm just going to focus on general anxieties and worries. We are heading into the close of 2016, which gives many people time to reflect on the past year, make plans for the next, often thinking of taking some leaps of faith in career and or love. Even if you're planning an exciting thing ahead for future trips, a new job, getting married, getting engaged, it still can create worries that can lead to physical and emotional stress. It can be so hard to navigate the anxiety and worry journey. When do you listen to your worries? When do you ignore them? If the worries are brain self-sabotaging worries, then intellectually we know they should be ignored. Yet how can you tell? In addition, often leaps of faith directly create self-sabotaging worries. It's not that your brain hates you, but rather that the brain can't grasp what it would be like on the other side of that leap of faith. It can imagine all the positive and negative things, but it can't confirm anything. So it'll focus on what is known, even if it's not ideal. If you allow worries to overwhelm you, the end result can be static movement, which from an energy perspective is the least helpful and most frustrating. In tarot, there are two cards in particular which highlight worries. The Seven of Cups, where you see a figure paralyzed when confronted with seven looming cups. It's as if each cup has something to worry about in terms of health, money, real estate, the unknown, and so on. The brain says, if I deal with the real estate worries, then I'm not dealing with the health worries, and then I'm not dealing with the money worries. And in trying to deal with everything together, it just stops the flow of movement. Similar to going into a restaurant and wanting shrimp with lobster sauce, then hearing about the special mugugai pan, and then seeing on the menu tofu curry, and feeling overwhelmed at the thought that you can only choose one. So you leave the restaurant still hungry or disappointed. Another tarot card that talks to worries is the Nine of Swords, which shows a person sitting up in bed in the middle of the night with hands over his face. On the wall behind him are nine swords, representing the nightmare that woke him up. When either of these cards come up in a reading, I try to look at the type of worry that may be throwing out blocked energy, and then try to find ways to tap into strength to get back power and control over the worries to allow forward movement again. One way I like to do this is to separate out the worries in a ritualistic way so that the conscious brain can see what's taking place. For the most part, worries fall into two different categories. One form are worries that are present worries that you have to deal with: paying the rent, going to the doctor, getting a job, things that you actively need to address now in order to get through whatever it is you're getting through at the moment. There are also worries that exist that have just not been proven true. Those worries usually form with a what if beginning. What if I don't get a job? What if he doesn't ask me out? What if I never meet someone? What if my condition worsens? What if things don't get better? Believe me, those are totally understandable worries. And yet for those worries, it's tempting to rack your brain trying to come up with answers to those questions, which most of the time does not reveal any new information. However, the strain and stress of going over these particular questions over and over again can lead to sleepless nights and physical and emotional pain. Add to that, particularly when you're tired, it's the middle of the night, when left alone to just your own thoughts and worries, the worries that have not been proven true tend to get all the attention. If you go to the zoo and you're faced with seeing the giant elephant or the small rabbit, chances are your brain, mind, and eyes are going straight to the elephant. So what's a person to do when faced with worries and anxieties? As I mentioned earlier, I like to separate out these two groups of worries. How do I do that? It's a two-step process that I've tweaked over the years. First, ask yourself when you are at your peak crazy time. We've all got it. That's the time of day when your brain has free rein to worry about everything. For me, my peak crazy time would be 2 o'clock in the morning. I have a headache. I'm trying to fall asleep, and I decide to Google, what does a headache mean? Suddenly, I'm reading all about the most horrific things that a headache can mean, even an alien that snuck in through the window and is attacking my head. Any chance of falling asleep now are pretty slim, because I have just allowed myself, against my own best intention, to spiral down with my worries. We all have that peak crazy time. So at your peak crazy time, take a piece of paper out and a pen and write down every single one of your worries. The concrete ones, such as needing to pay rent, needing to get a job, all those, etc. But also all the spiraled worries. In addition, don't stop writing until your brain has completely done a dump of worries and anxieties, including the more wild ones, such as space aliens coming in through the window. The more you start writing, the more worries may come up, even ones you didn't think that you were worried about in the first place. But still, that's information showing unconscious worries taking up valuable real estate inside you. When you can think of no other worry to write down, fold up your sheet of paper, try to go back to bed. The next day, consider when you're at your peak sane time. For me, peak sane time is 10 o'clock in the morning when I shake my head with disgust that I lost sleep last night after letting my brain go nuts worrying about my headache. Whatever time that is for you, take your sheet of paper out and a giant Sharpie and cross off all the worries that have not been proven true. This is done so your brain can ritualistically see that you are choosing not to put energy into things that are not in your power and control. You can always say, if the space aliens do come through the window, I will redo my list. But until that time, I'm going to cross it off. For all the items that are left on your list, take a pen and write down 1 to 2 things that you are doing today with your power and strength to address those remaining concerns. By doing this two-step process, you're placing your energy in a way which is which is leading to movement, and you are not against your own better judgment, unintentionally blocking your own energy from achieving what you want. Feel free to give this a try as just yet another additional tool in your energy tool chest. I'm a big believer of what can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. The one thing I do ask is that it be handwritten and not typed, because we truly just want to access the unconscious. Your list is just between you and the universe. You can even shred it once it's done, or you can hold on to it so that when worries come up that have not been proven true, you can look back on your list and realize that while the worry is there, again, completely understandable worries, however, you have a choice as to what worries you place your valuable energy towards and what energies you choose not to place your energy towards. Looks like we're coming up on a break. As soon as we get back, we're going to just begin to get right into readings. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll just be shuffling the cards. Then I'll be fanning the cards out face down, and using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, I'll be choosing three cards on your behalf. The first card will represent your current situation. Second card will represent something challenging or blocking you. And the third will represent advice. I use the Rider-Waite deck, so if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look the cards up online to see what they are, but I'll also describe them. And I always like to say that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. So a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute to seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, a tarot card reading, they are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. And I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I look at a tarot card reading like a visual representation of the little voice inside we're always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear the options. So we're going to take a quick break. If you're wanting a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll be getting right to readings. This is Eve with Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Many of us have patterns that have been long held in our field. We attract the same energies, take the same jobs, go to the same toolkits of experience and survival. That is a lot of what patterns are about: security, safety, and survival. Even if they don't work, at least we understand them. But destiny, even the word sounds boundless. It comes from your soul essence, a completely different place. When we listen to the guidance coming to us, that is where it is taking us. Let's go. Are you ready to shift into your best life? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, audio products, classes to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific and 1 Eastern. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, for our 1 month anniversary show. If you'd like to schedule full reading or inquire about tarot card readings at an event, feel free to go to my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. If you'd like to get a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And I am excited to get started here. And I understand we've got Bob from New York on the line. Welcome, Bob, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. So is there anything that you have a question about or just like a general reading?
Well, I would like a general reading. I am familiar with the metaphysics, and I've been studying it for 5 years now. And I know light has taken over, so that's good. And I just want a general reading for myself to see where I'm at here.
Well, let's take a look. While you've been talking, I've just been shuffling the cards, and now I just pulled out three cards on your behalf with my non-dominant hand. And the first card that came up is the Queen of Wands. And first of all, I love when people pull cards that are kings and queens in that core position, because that first card represents you right now. And kings and queens really talk to the strength that you have. You know, at your core, super strong person, also very creative. You, this is the Queen of Wands. Wands tend to talk about creativity, feeling inspired, and really beating to your own drum. And so I would say that you have that down completely, and that you really are owning your creativity. And particularly as you're heading into 2017, taking that creativity to that next level and going further to say, how can I be inspired? How can I inspire others? But that you truly see the world definitely from a different perspective. And what was the point of you having that if it wasn't meant for you to be using that different perspective? Because we all have such unique talents, energies, and gifts. And you really are kind of embracing all of that. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Well, I love that this card, you know, you may want to look it up, is the Queen of Wands. And it's just this beautiful card. You've got this stately queen, and she's got the wand, but she's got a decorated throne. She's got a sunflower in one hand instead of a scepter. And she's got a black pussycat in front of her instead of a snarling lion. And what is in your heart is all love. And now it's all about moving that forward, not just to yourself and embracing the self-love, but also moving forward. And it's interesting that I just said that, because right as I was saying moving forward, I turned over the second card, which is something challenging or blocking you. And the card that came up was the Eight of Cups. And in this card, you see eight cups, but their cups are kind of spaced oddly. There's something that's just, you know, it just doesn't feel right. It's nothing bad, but it doesn't feel right. And then you have a person walking away from that known situation, those known eight cups, but he's walking towards the unknown. He's walking towards this giant mountain, and we have no idea what's on that other side of the mountain. That could be a pile of marshmallows and money, or it could be a lion. We just don't know. But you're in this kind of awkward situation where you are walking away from something that's no longer suiting you, but you haven't yet figured out or reached the answer of where you're walking to. And that's the time when there can be some doubt setting in, some of those self-sabotaging worries that I talked about in the last section. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Excellent. You know, it's wonderful. You know, just stay true, first of all. I haven't turned over the advice card yet, but the Queen of Wands is such a key card, because it really is honor your vision, honor your what inspires you, and honor your intuition, particularly as you're going towards something that is unknown. You know, so often with intuition, if all of a sudden you were leaving, let's just say, we're leaving your office, and there's a subway stop one block to your right or four blocks to your left. And for whatever reason, you decided to take the hairs on the back of your neck stood up, and you decided to walk the long way to take the subway. You'd go home and you'd tell people you did that. You didn't see anything, but you felt it was the right thing to do. And everybody would say, "That was the best idea, Bob. You honored your intuition. Great job." But then let's just say you're trying to go and do something that other people are like, "Bob, I don't even know what you're doing," but you feel it's the right thing to do. That same kind of, if people can't understand it, they'll say, no. Keep doing the more conventional thing. Wait until something has been proven false and then switch. But it's the same intuition. And so it's there for so many more reasons. So honor that intuition, because when you haven't in the past, that's when it's had that's when the times that you've kind of probably regretted it or said, "Oh, I should have just listened to myself the first time." I don't know if that sounds familiar there.
Yes, it does, actually.
You know, it can be hard, especially when you're going in a new direction, to hear that voice, but it is your tool chest for you. And the advice card, I love it, is the Queen of Pentacles. And pentacles are all about tangible things. And this is an amazing card. Again, we've got that queen, all that strength, but is surrounded by nature and beauty and growth. So as you're walking towards those unknown things, as you're honoring your creativity, see what you can put in place now that shows kind of the growth that finds you in your happy place. So I don't know if you like to, do you like to garden?
No.
Okay, no gardening. What sort of activities give you that sense of peace, or being in that kind of place of just peace and harmony?
Well, once I get money again, I can start flying again. It costs money to fly.
It does.
And lack of money has, not a lack of money, just not extra money to fly. But I love to fly. You're in charge of a machine and you're up there and you're enjoying stuff, you know? I'd like
absolutely
to do that again.
And and there's nothing stopping you, because you're starting to do what you need to do now to put that in place in the future. But this right. card is also about honoring what can give you that same kind of peace, or at least temporarily now, just so that you continue, that you feel in your strength and you don't kind of let those self-sabotaging worries kind of stop you from continuing to move forward and then turn back. So I don't know if it's maybe writing about flying, maybe it's going out to the place where the planes take off and just, you know, being around them. So whatever that environment is, make sure you give yourself permission to put that environment in place so that you can embrace it and you can feel at your strongest, because that's what's going to, from an energy perspective, keep you moving along this path, knowing that you're taking your great brain with you and your intuition and your unique sense of creativity and what inspires you, all those things that came out in the first two cards, to help navigate the journey forward. And Bob, your journey is completely yours, and it's going to look like that of no one else on this planet. So you're heading in there, and it's great.
That's great. You know, I really have no money worries. Just I don't have extra money. Somehow yeah. God seems to be holding it back from me for years. But I'm concerned about the eights.
The
You're
what?
Saying the
mm-hmm.
eight.
Mm-hmm.
How many did I have?
The eight. You mean
eight
the eight of cups? The
right.
eight of cups.
Eight of them? Yeah.
Well, it's not a literal worry for worry kind of thing, but it's more the fact that, you know, you're recognizing that you're needing to kind of start a chapter in a direction that's more authentic to you.
Absolutely. Okay. I believe what you say, and it's right on target, actually.
Oh, I'm so glad. Please call us back and give us an update on how things go, but make sure that you give yourself permission to surround yourself with an environment that supports where your dreams and where your intuition and creativity is launching you in this new chapter. And thank you so much for calling, Bob. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You helped answer one of my questions I had. So that's good.
I'm so glad. I love it. Thanks so much for calling. We are going to take last break. And when we come back, we've got more readings to do. So please stay tuned to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
In our own way, but we climb the stairs every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
All right. Well, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, taking your calls. We're going to get right back to readings. Anna from Washington, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. I am good. And you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Excellent. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I think just a general reading.
All right.
I don't have any specific things coming up right now, but looking for a little direction.
Well, as you've been talking, I'm just finishing this up as I'm pulling the second card and now the third card. All right. So as you've been talking, I've been shuffling away. All right. So the first card that comes up is a really nifty one, and it's the Ace of Wands. Now, aces are all about beginnings, and similar to the last caller, I talked about wands being about creativity and inspiration. Now, in this card, there's almost like the universe is handing a wand. There's no people attached to this card, meaning that the universe can speak in whispers and pebbles and boulders. It's up to you when we accept it. It's always best to get it at the whisper and pebble side, because if we wait too long, then the universe starts to make things uncomfortable and sort of take things out of our hands. So it's always best to get it if you can earlier. But for this card to be coming up in this position, it's talking about the fact that there is an opportunity or an idea, something that utilizes creativity, something that could lead to perhaps a door to another door or a new opportunity. And it's been kind of wrestling with you in the back of your mind for a while. Maybe others have been saying it. And while the universe can offer it to you, it's up to you to accept it or push it away. And it's hard to know, how do we accept that? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, and it's really challenging because, you know, what is a sign? And so sometimes we look at things and we say, oh, that was a sign, when really that was a test. And, and this is clearly some idea, some kind of thing that sometimes what happens is particularly if it's in the whisper stage, we might just kind of discount it because, you know, I'm really not thinking about moving. I'm really not thinking about going in this new direction. And, you know, the universe will just keep submitting that message to you. So there definitely is that beginning of a new chapter opportunity that is kind of starting to make itself known. Now, what might be kind of the fact that you weren't able to say, yep, I know what that is. I kind of looked at the next card to see if maybe there's something that's sort of from an energy perspective blocking it. And the card that comes up for that second card is the Five of Cups. Now, in this card, where you see a person who is focused intently on three of those five cups, and those three cups are spilled, could have wine or fruit juice spilled. And he's focusing on those three spilled cups. And because of that, he can't see or is unwilling or unable to consciously turn to look behind him where there are two upright cups. So for this card to come up in this position, Anna, it's really talking about how perhaps that there is some feeling like you're kind of beating yourself up over perhaps kind of, well, if I take this thing last time, it didn't go well, you know, maybe mistakes that perhaps weren't even mistakes, but you're kind of being harsh on yourself. Also focusing on sadness, focusing on loss, focusing on grief. And the universe doesn't place those two upright cups in that line of vision because when we're focused in on those things, it makes it that much harder to embrace and see them. So the universe might have this opportunity, but unless we're saying, okay, I have to come up with some peace on this, then it's hard to embrace that. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
You know, what I like to do is kind of think about what are some ways to kind of come up with some peace so that you can turn and embrace that amazing opportunity that's there. One of the things I might recommend is similar to what I said before in the last section, I believe what can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil. And to take a piece of paper, take a piece of paper out. I have to tell you, it's a little emotional part of it. Take a piece of paper out and write down a letter to perhaps a person living past, a situation where you feel, which caused those feelings of sadness. And write a letter and just spill all your guts. I hate that I felt this. I'm so sad about this. And just, we want to write until there's nothing left more to write. That can be the emotional part. Then, at the end of the letter, write, however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and peace. And so for all that, I release you. And then immediately burn or shred the letter. Even though you're writing a letter to a person, it has nothing to do with that person. This is not forgiveness. That's a different matter. This is all about just releasing it from taking up the valuable real estate that somehow it's still lodged inside, which is then blocking it from the energy perspective from allowing that amazing, juicy, fantastic creativity and joyful opportunity.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, you know, feel free to give it a try. It can be emotional when you're writing it down. But then when you shred it, when you burn it, because again, you don't want to hold on to it for a second. We're ritualizing it. It's hopefully less powerful. So then you can turn to embrace that fantastic opportunity and at least explore, you know, going in that new direction.
Okay.
Excellent. You know, the next card, the advice card, is the Two of Swords. And this, you see a person who has got a cover over her eyes and she's got two swords, almost like at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. And swords are about taking action. And this is really about finding your place of peace and centeredness and trusting and loving yourself to make the decisions that you need to make in order to embrace the wonderful opportunity that awaits. Do you do any sort of like yoga or meditation or anything like that?
I have in the past. I'm not currently, and I've been thinking about getting back into yoga. Yeah.
You know,
because it seems to be really cleansing to me.
If that is a good thing for you, give yourself permission to do it. And mm-hmm. or meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, you know, anything mm-hmm. where you can feel good and powerful about everything. But there's juicy opportunity there. And please call us and let us know how it goes. And thank you so much for calling.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for making the show run. And thank you all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.